online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Lucy Hickmott.
A man's appeared in court charged with murder following the death of a teenager in Gillingham. 17-year-old Kyle Yule is thought to have been stabbed after running from a car being damaged in East Street a week ago. A 19-year-old man from the town is due at Crown Court next Tuesday. Two others remain in custody and five have been released while investigations continue.
KM FM News.
The government's announced it's cracking down on fake compensation claims for being unwell on holiday. 35,000 complaints were lodged in the UK last year, up from 5,000 in 2013. It's apparently costing tour operators up to £240 million a year and bumping up holiday prices. Tracy was contacted by a cold caller urging her to make a claim after she got back from Mexico, even though she hadn't been ill.
I think it's disgraceful, abhorrent. It's something that has really, really sets me out on a mission to help wherever I can to make people understand that this practice cannot continue. If you've had a lovely holiday, why should you be entitled to a refund?
Scotland Yard says it's now investigating claims of sexual assault against Harvey Weinstein. It's said to have happened in London in the 1980s, but was only reported to police on Wednesday. Officers in New York are also looking into allegations against the film producer. A motorcyclist is in hospital with serious injuries after a crash in Maidstone this morning. He collided with a car on the A20 Tunbridge Road near the train station just after 5 a.m. Part of the road was closed earlier, causing long delays, but all lanes have now reopened. KMFM's been told children's education could be affected because there's a shortage of school governors in Kent. At the start of this academic year, more than 560 positions were vacant at almost 600 schools across the county. Now there are calls for more of us to get involved in making sure schools are being run effectively and pupils are being taught the right things. Louise Cooper is chief exec of a charity that recruits and trains governors.
Anyone can be a governor at any school. Obviously, there needs to be a geographical, you want to be able to visit the school regularly, but that doesn't need to be a prior connection.
Bosses at the Ashford truck stop say they want to expand to help solve the lorry parking problem in the area. The HGV park near Junction 10 of the M20 is apparently having to turn away up to 100 lorries every night because they don't have room for them. They're hoping to build a new facility with space for 650 trucks, double their current capacity. A former TV forecaster has told KMFM a lot's been learnt about predicting the weather since the great storm hit Kent in 1987. This weekend marks 30 years since the worst gale force winds in living memory caused damage across the county. Former weatherman Alex Deacon says a lot has changed since then.
Believe it or not, we didn't really issue warnings before 1987, so the warning system was actually born from 1987. We're much more accurate at forecasting things in the future, so the forecast changed, but also, crucially now, the way that we communicate the weather has improved dramatically.
And Warwick Davies has been chatting to KMFM during a visit to a school in Broadstairs to raise awareness on dwarfism. The actor was invited to do a dance-a-thon at St Peter and Thanet to raise cash for his Little People UK charity and the Dwarfism Awareness Month campaign. The Harry Potter star says it's good for children to understand that people don't all look the same.
If somebody looks different, it doesn't necessarily mean they are different. They all, you know, we all have the same feelings, the same worries, the same likes, dislikes, etc. And I think it's important that kind of youngsters grasp that.
Sport with Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football, and there's another man in charge of Gillingham as they head to Peterborough United this weekend. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
Well, Steve Lovell will lead the side after caretaker manager and director of football Peter Taylor left the club. He's been in charge since Ailie Pennock was sacked last month. The first team coach says he's looking forward to the challenge.
I enjoy working here. I enjoy working with the players. I enjoy coaching. I enjoy managing the players. And as I say, I don't know how long it's going to be, but at the moment I've just been put in charge for Saturday and that's what I'll do.
The Gills are second from bottom of League One with just one victory this season. In cricket, England will be involved in a new competition from 2019 which will try and determine the best side in Test cricket. The sports governing body has approved a 19 league to be played over a two-year period. Each side will play six series, three at home and three away, culminating in a World Test Championship final. And in tennis, Jamie Murray secured his place at next month's season-ending ATP World Tour Finals in London for the second second year running. Britain's top doubles player and Brazilian playing partner Bruno Suarez got there after reaching the semi-finals of the Shanghai Masters.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.